This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, October 3rd. Well, we started out firm in the cattle space coming out of the weekend after a week where the markets really struggled and were choppy, volatile last week and kind of giving up some ground. The market looked like it was going to take another run at regaining some upward momentum, but we kind of ran out of gas, early, and the market just started drifting lower. So we closed near the low of the day in live cattle, still higher for the day, but not nearly as strong as it was. Similar story for feeders, where we were well off the highs, but closing about mid-range and still up a buck, buck and a half across the board. So, holding some of those gains, but not seeing the kind of strength and momentum that we saw early in the session. So it might be a red flag. Maybe the market's not quite ready to regain that upward trek, but I think fundamentally we're still on solid footing. And I think demand for calves is going to be very good this year. We've seen decent rains across the southern plains. Winter wheat plantings are ahead of average. We're getting it in early, should be well established as we get into late October, and I think you're going to see another round of demand come in for lightweight calves to put on grass in the central and southern plains for winter wheat grazing. That is yet to show up. The normal demand coming from the feedlots is pretty much all we're seeing right now. And of course, I think you're seeing a lot of calves being held back. Those that need to go to town to, generate some income, that's happening. And I think that's the pressure that we're seeing. But there's plenty of hay around, plenty of feed grain for those that can be held back and backgrounded, especially the heifers. I think they're going to stay back. For the corn guy in the Midwest, he's still got some harvesting to do. But once that's behind him, then you're going to see a round of demand show up for the farmer feeder looking for, small numbers of calves to feed corn to. And it's probably going to happen right around the same time that the winter wheat guy is looking for lightweight calves. And that's more likely late October. The corn harvest is moving along quickly, very few delays, nice warm, dry weather. That's why we're ahead of schedule on corn harvest. And I think that's going to continue here for the short term. It's been very warm, much above normal temperatures. Going to cool down finally as we get deeper into October, but we don't see any major delays to the corn harvest. And I think that's going to shore up demand for calves as we get into, mid to late October. In the cash trade, just some cleanup business, pretty much steady with where we were on Friday at around 184 on the Fed trade and 290 on the dress trade. Box beef was higher, choice up 230, so big push there at 303. Select was up 94 cents at 277. The spread gained $1.36. We're sitting at 26.10. Movement was 105 loads, so pretty solid movement. Not huge, but pretty respectable volume of box beef moved. Slaughter rate, 125,000 head. That's right at where the average tends to be. Compared to last week, we're 2,000 head less, and last year, 3,000 head less. The feeder cattle index was up 10 cents. We're sitting at 252.21. So the market, stabilizing here. Had some weakness the last couple weeks in feeders. Late last week, we were pacing sideways at the low end of this move. Yesterday tried to kind of break loose to the upside, but it seemed to run out of gas. So, I'm guessing we're going to pace a little bit more before we resume that upward momentum into late October, early November. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.